So I call. Why don't you? So I call you up.
She calls me up. She goes, "Is it normal for my to this guy I'm dating to use a dildo on him and say, does that feel good? Do it. Does that feel like a dick? Is that what he said?
He said he wanted me to talk to him. I wasn't that upset about, like, because I've read in Cosmo guys like butt stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. I like put it in, and then he said ask me questions. He said I want you to ask me questions.
Like,
and he goes ask me if I wish it was a real dick.
Yeah.
And I said do you wish it was a real dick? And he's like, oh yes. And then he's like, and then he goes, ask me if I wish you were a real boy. And I'm like, do you wish I was a real boy? And he's like, oh yes, yes.
And so she's asking me, is that normal? And I go, well, and I was so trying to like I was so trying to like not say get rid of him immediately.
Well, you were like, Greg would not like that.
I go, Greg has feminine qualities, and he...
Well, I never tried.
Well, it's saying, a G-spot. Like the male G-spot, apparently.
Oh. Okay.
So, but immediately afterwards, you know, he was like, let me explain.
No.
And I go, okay. And I
There's
go,
no like, way out of that.
Well, I go, are you gay? Are you bi? Are you... Like, I asked him, right, after it happened, and he's like, no. I want to imagine what it's like a woman...
That's
to
up.
Be entered, to have sex.
That's weird.
He's like, that's
what. Imagine that?
No.
He's like, that's what I am imagining. And I go, so you're a woman.
Right. And that's what I was trying to say. Greg wouldn't imagine that.
I never even imagining that.
Right. No,
now you're kind of romantic. And I go, okay, so
you're a woman?
Am I a lady?
Are you a lady?
And he's like, you're you with a penis.
All right.
And things were going downhill on this phone call very quickly. I go, it doesn't sound good. I'm just going to say.
Thank you for not telling me about this, by the way.
See, I don't share everything.
She doesn't share anything, which is good.
Yeah.
Well, that we can talk about it on the radio.
Yes. Right. Now you could share with everyone. Because Placido, one of our favorite fans, is gay, and he may have a few.
Yeah,
may have some words.
Okay, so
and the conversation.
He relieved himself during this process, obviously.
Yes,
and that's when he felt guilty and wanted to explain.
Well, I think I'm not the first that he's done this with.
He has a vibrator he travels with, right? He brings it over.
Well, he brought his own thing. It was not I didn't know that dildos look like penises. That's really dumb of me. I thought it was, you know, like a vibrator just looks phallic, you know, like it looks like the Washington Monument or a lipstick.
No, some are shaped like penises.
No, they're totally like exact replicas of penises.
See, most of them are bigger.
Yeah, but they have the veins in it. And
this was like a penis with balls. This was very
what color?
You know,
black? Purple?
No, not black.
Like mine?
Like mine? Like mine?
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
I love morning radio.
It was a white penis.
Oh, it was white?
It was, yeah.
Was it veiny?
Yes. And like, the balls were kind of like brownie, whatever.
Did it have hair on it?
No. Oh my God, that'd be so gross.
A fake hairy
real
penis.
Pubic.
Can you imagine
real
having
pubic.
To clean that?
Even real penises don't have hair on them anymore these days.
Yeah, people
They don't?
No, you know, they groom down there.
Oh, yeah. He shaved his balls too, which, like,
is that
completely.
Wrong?
Well, would you do it?
I've tried it because my gay fans told me that I should shave my punani.
But isn't it itchy?
Is a punani a vagina?
That's what Corey calls it.
He calls it a punani?
Yeah.
But see, I think it's really, if a woman shaves there, it's so itchy. So I can only imagine for a guy,
is it
even itchy? Worse.
No, it didn't itch him.
No, I put a little lotion on afterwards.
And it makes it look bigger. Okay. He just started that, too. He's very excited.
Whoa, here it goes.
So that's after I talked to him, that's when I called you. Because immediately after he left, I looked up, you know, is it okay for heterosexual guys to have?
No.
Well, they were like, plenty of married men have... You know,
fantasies?
No, have gay sex. And I was like,
what?
Plenty of married men have gay sex.
Have had a gay sexual encounter, but don't call it gay. They don't call
it that. It's an experiment when they're younger. Right.
No, they are married. It's when they're married.
While they're married.
While they're married.
No.
I had that.
No. When they're younger.
Is that cheating if you do it with a man? If I do it with a man, am I cheating on Stephanie?
Yes.
I can't get away with anything.
No.
If he has a better body than Stephanie. Yes.
Then it's everyone cheating. Has a better body than me. No, when they're younger, boys do that. Just like girls. Some girls experiment.
This was not being
But not when
kid.
You're married. Yeah,
not being young, or not being teenager, not being college. This was like about men who are in committed relationships.
What website did you read this on?
I Googled it.
Can you imagine penthouse having sex with a forum? Man? Is that something?
No, I would never imagine having sex with a man.
But what if you were a lady? Can you imagine being a lady having sex with a man? That's what he was telling me.
No,
but he's not a lady.
Right.
He's a man. He's making you think he's a lady. He's got you twisted around. He's like, oh, so you go, oh, you're a lady. Okay, then we're in love still.
I just want somebody that I could make up some nonsense with and make him do it to me. That would be fabulous.
That's what he did. That
right.
worked. It
right. And that's
it
why he liked
like
you.
A charm. Well, it would be all right even if he wanted a dildo up his butt. I would say, excellent. You know what I mean? Like, that's fine.
But his fantasy is not about that.
His fantasy is not. No, it's
yeah,
about,
and
it's
so,
not normal. And it's not healthy.
It's not that it's not normal.
Well, maybe he's gay. If he's gay,
right.
he's gay.
And
that's
it's normal.
Okay.
But
it's
but
not normal if he's not admitting to it.
But it's also normal if a person like yourself wants to be in that kind of relationship, it could be your normal play. You know what I mean?
Right.
It could be. I don't know. I would not. Probably feel comfortable because
right,
I don't get it. I wouldn't
right.
get it.
And also, ultimately, he's going to want a real man to do it. Don't you think?
That's what I'm thinking.
Eventually.
Well, no. So he said it like this. Like, he's like, haven't you ever had like a fantasy? Like, maybe you had like, you know, like a rough sex fantasy or like a guy comes upon you. And
but that's normal.
Well, he's like, but you don't want that to happen. You would never really want to be, you know, raped.
Right.
But you may fantasize about it. And I was like, well, okay. And when he said it like that, I was like,
he's
I know
really
I'm never going to be a lady.
Thing.
He's like, I know I'm never going to be a woman.
But I really want to.
That's a horrible story.
It's a good story.
I think it's
horrible.
Pretty funny. StephanieandGregShow.com.